Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the insightful world of how to raise successful people, written by esteemed educator and mother Esther Wojcicki. Published in 2019, this book unravels the intricacies of effective parenting through the lens of Wojcicki's rich experiences in nurturing young minds. It presents a compelling case for raising children who are not just triumphant in their pursuits, but are also imbued with kindness and a spirit of independence. Esther Wojcicki, acclaimed journalist and educator, is renowned for her pioneering contributions to the field of education, including the foundation of the Media Arts Program at Palo Alto High School in California. Her unique pedagogical methods have resonated with educational institutions globally. With two daughters, Susan and Anne Wojcicki, standing tall as Silicon Valley's most illustrious female entrepreneurs, Esther's credentials as a parent and a professional are unparalleled. Her recognition as California Teacher of the Year in 2002 further cements her authority in educational and parental guidance. How to Raise Successful People is a must-read for a diverse audience. New parents embarking on the journey of upbringing will find invaluable insights and practical advice on fostering successful traits from the cradle onwards. Psychology. Enthusiasts with a keen interest in child development will appreciate the book's exploration of nurturing, independent, compassionate, and resilient individuals. Moreover, managers and leaders seeking innovative methodologies to motivate and empower their teams will discover parallels in Wojcicki's principles that transcend parenting to apply broadly in human resource development. Join us as we explore the wisdom and strategies Esther Wojcicki shares for cultivating the next generation of successful, independent, and compassionate individuals. Whether you're a parent, a mentor, or a leader, this episode promises enlightening perspectives on empowering those around you to achieve their fullest potential. How to Raise Successful People: Simple Lessons for Radical Results. Introduction. Unlock the secret to nurturing thriving individuals. Back in the 1960s, Esther Wojcicki, a fledgling journalist, educator, and young mother, found herself navigating the labyrinth of parenting advice with little guidance. Fast forward to today, and parents are inundated with a deluge of advice. Yet, so much of it zooms in on how to mold high achievers that it often overlooks the essence of raising content, well-rounded humans. Esther Wojcicki steps into this gap with an approach that pivots from the conventional metrics of success and achievement to champion the virtues we often let slide by the wayside: trust, respect, and independence. Through the lens of her own rich tapestry of family tales and her students' journeys, Wojcicki brings to light how you can master the most pivotal role of your life, nurturing the forthcoming generation. Dive into this narrative to uncover the wisdom your childhood holds for your parenting journey, the optimal balance of structure in your child's life, the reasons that helicopter parenting could be hindering rather than helping. Between the wisdom of the past and the challenges of the modern era, Esther Wojcicki presents a roadmap that suggests the keys to successful parenting are perhaps more about what we should let go of rather than what we should control. This shift in perspective could be the difference in not just raising successful people, but happy and independent ones too. Part 1: Refining Your Parenting Playbook. Lessons from the past, visions for the future. Parenting, an intricate dance of past and present, often reflects the echoes of our own upbringing. For those who look back fondly on jovial, carefree childhood days, repeating the cycle seems only natural. Yet, the stark reality for many is a history dotted with traumas or parental missteps, creating a blueprint we're hesitant to replicate. Esther Wojcicki's journey into motherhood was painted against the backdrop of a 1950s Orthodox Jewish home, rife with norms that weighed heavily on her young shoulders. Echoes of her father's declaration, that boys held greater value than girls, colored her childhood, setting her brother on a pedestal while she remained in the shadows. Despite their love, her parents' actions, underpinned by rigid beliefs about gender roles, left Esther grappling with a sense of injustice and yearning for more. Facing the crossroads of tradition and ambition, Esther chose an unfamiliar path, one that led her away from an early marriage and toward the pursuit of education, a decision met with the stark withdrawal of her parents' financial support. It was from this crucible of her childhood that Esther's resolve to foster a nurturing environment for her own children was born. A resolve to sift through the remnants of her past, retaining only the essence of warmth exemplified by her mother, whilst distancing herself from the stifling prejudices of her father. Embarking on a quest to empower her daughters with autonomy, Esther peppered their upbringing with choices, both trivial and significant. From selecting fruits to deciding between playtime activities, these moments were more than mere options. They were declarations of independence. Each decision, a call to arms against the gender biases that had once confined her, ensuring her daughters would never question their worth in comparison to their peers. Up next, we delve into a cornerstone of nurturing resilient and independent beings, the art of instilling trust. Part 2. Nurturing Independence. Why trust is the bedrock of growth. In an era where every misstep of parenting is magnified, Esther, now a grandparent, recounts an ordinary yet telling episode, entrusting her 8-year-old granddaughters with the freedom to navigate a Target store alone. She awaited their return with a mix of pride and anticipation. This act of letting go, however, did not sit well with her daughter Susan. Her reaction, filled with concern and what-ifs, shines a light on a pervasive issue: the scarcity of trust in today's society. Susan's apprehensive response to her daughter's solo adventure mirrors a broader skepticism that pervades American culture. According to the 2018 Edelman Trust Barometer, the United States witnessed an unprecedented decline in trust towards its institutions. Furthermore, a 2015 Pew Research study highlights an unsettling reality. Only a slim majority trust their neighbors, and a mere 19% of millennials hold a general belief in the trustworthiness of others. These figures paint a bleak picture, unavoidably reflecting on parenting styles. The reluctance to allow children autonomy, born from a sea of mistrust, inadvertently sends a message: you cannot be trusted. This notion, when internalized by young minds, manifests in diminished self-esteem and trust in their capabilities. The consequences of such a mindset extend beyond the confines of individual growth. Research links a lack of trustworthiness in children to reduced propensity for sharing, cooperation, and an increased likelihood of aggression. The symbiotic relationship between trust and responsibility thus becomes apparent. Granting children opportunities for independence not only fosters a sense of trust in them, but cultivates an environment where they learn to trust themselves and the world around them. In navigating the complexities of modern parenting, the act of balancing trust and protection is delicate. Yet, the benefits of leaning into trust, empowering children to explore, make decisions, and grow from their experiences, are profound. Esther's anecdote, simple in its premise, challenges us to reconsider the value we place on independence as a cornerstone for nurturing, confident, capable individuals. Part 3. The resounding impact of valuing your child's choices. Imagine a crossroads, one where academic gowns flutter in the breeze, marking the transition from education to the expanse of real life. Here stood Esther Wojcicki's daughter, Anne, freshly graduated, her eyes not on the corporate ladder but on a path that led back home, desiring nothing more than to nurture young minds as a babysitter. To many, this decision might appear as a detour from ambition, yet Esther Wojcicki welcomed her daughter's choice with open arms, embodying a belief in personal journeys unfolding at their unique pace. Unfortunately, not all parents tread this path of acceptance and understanding. Take Greg, a promising student with a fervent love for graphic design. His passion, however, was overshadowed by his parents' rigid dreams of him pursuing science, blind to the colors of creativity that truly lit his spirit. This imposition led him down a grim alley of withdrawal and depression, pinching away at his essence, one extra science class at a time. Miraculously, Greg emerged from the shadow of his youth, carving out his niche in graphic design, proving that the essence of one's dreams can outlast parental pressure. Yet his story serves as a cautionary tale of the fractured paths that stem from disregarding a child's aspirations. The narrative steers us towards a darker alley, highlighted by research from Yale University. It unveils a harrowing correlation between the isolation adolescents feel from their parents and the heart-wrenching choice of suicide prevalent in affluent American communities. This chasm often originates from a fundamental lack of respect for the young individual's choices, leading to an erosion of the sacred parent-child bond. Teenage despair, fueled by feeling ensnared in a life not of their own choosing, sometimes culminates in them seeing no escape but the most final one. This sobering reality underscores the profound importance of nurturing respect for our children's decisions. Esther Wojcicki's narrative with Anne illustrates a beacon of how trust in one's child can pave the way for success on their terms. Without the weight of her parents' expectations on her shoulders, Anne eventually ventured into the corporate world, securing a position with an investment firm. Proof of resilience and growth birthed from autonomy. In the grand tapestry of parenting, respecting your children's choices emerges not merely as a gesture of love, but as a vital lifeline to their well-being and ultimate success. It is in this acknowledgement of their individuality and dreams that the foundation for a fulfilling, harmonious future is laid. Part 4. Unleashing the Power of Persistence, the Key to Unlocking Your Child's Potential. In a society that often celebrates instant gratification, the art of perseverance is a lesson more valuable than ever. Esther Wojcicki observes this through the lens of Gaddy, a burgeoning writer and a beacon of hard work among his peers on the high school newspaper. Despite being overlooked for the esteemed position of editor-in-chief, Gaddy's response was not one of defeat, but of unwavering commitment to his craft and his colleagues. This resilience didn't go unnoticed. His journey led him from the halls of high school to the prestigious corridors of Harvard University, and eventually to a significant role at The Economist. Gaddy's story underscores a crucial principle for nurturing successful children: the essence of grit. Grit manifests as the relentless pursuit of objectives, notwithstanding the hurdles that litter the path. Angela Duckworth, in her exploration of success in Grit, the Power of Passion and Perseverance, identifies this very trait as a common denominator among the paragons of success. They share not only crystallized aspirations, but an indomitable spirit to achieve them, characterized by unparalleled resilience and work ethic. So, how does one cultivate this indispensable trait in their children? It begins with fostering a growth mindset. Carol Dweck, in Mindset, dichotomizes attitudes toward achievement between a fixed and a growth mindset. The former views abilities as static and inherent, while the latter attributes success to diligence and learning. By embracing failure as a stepping stone rather than a pitfall, individuals with a growth mindset inherently possess more grit. Parents can play a pivotal role in nurturing this perspective. Celebrating effort and perseverance over innate talent encourages children to see value in the journey of learning, shaping their understanding that perseverance can transform failure into success. It's a subtle yet profound shift from lauding the result to cherishing the effort behind it. Gaddy's narrative is a powerful reminder that perceived setbacks are not reflections of inadequacy, but opportunities for growth. Had he internalized his initial rejection as a failure, the chapters of his life may have told a different story. Thus, instilling our children with the belief that their efforts define their capabilities, rather than the fluctuating tides of success, paves the way for them to navigate the challenges of life with grit and grace. Part 5, Embracing Partnership, Elevating Parenting Beyond Authority. The parenting landscape is riddled with advice about the importance of setting limits. Bedtime dictates and dinner table negotiations form the battlegrounds where parental authority is often asserted. Yet, the question lingers. Does tightening the reins indeed cultivate better children? Or is there more to the story? A delve into the nuances of parenting styles unveils that while structure is beneficial, an excess may tread into the territory of diminishing returns, particularly concerning a child's mental well-being. Diana Bormrin's seminal 1971 study provides a clarifying lens into this discourse, distinguishing between authoritative and authoritarian parenting modes among families with preschoolers. Authoritarian parenting, characterized by rigid demands and a non-negotiable stance, starkly contrasts with the authoritative approach which, while still assertive, fosters positivity and opens avenues for dialogue with the child. It's under the umbrella of authoritative parenting that children flourished, showcasing more independence, focus, and a heightened sense of communal responsibility. Further validated by a 1991 follow-up study, Baumrind revealed that authoritative parenting bore fruit well into adolescence, correlating with lower instances of drug involvement. However, Esther Wojcicki posits that the parental playbook may have room for an even more refined approach, the collaborative parenting style. This method reimagines the parent-child dynamic, evolving from a one-way directive to a two-way street of mutual involvement. Rather than the parent unilaterally deciding on a bedroom color, the collaborative style invites the child into the decision-making process, fostering a shared ownership of both the choice and its execution. This collaborative essence not only grants the child agency, but nurtures a synergistic relationship where the child feels valued as a co-contributor rather than merely as a subordinate. The roots of collaborative parenting, intriguingly, can take hold much earlier than perhaps anticipated. Studies suggest that even at the tender age of 3, children are capable of grasping the concepts of partnership and perspective taking. The transition from authoritarian to authoritative to collaborative parenting marks an evolution from imposing control to inviting cooperation. It underscores a profound shift in perspective. Great parenting isn't solely about erecting boundaries, but about mindfully dismantling them to build bridges of trust and cooperation. By treating children as equal stakeholders in the family ecosystem, parents can unlock a level of engagement and growth that authoritarian and even authoritative styles might not fully achieve. Part 6, The Shifting Sands of Values, From Kindness to Achievement. In times of family crisis, the true essence of human character surfaces, a lesson Esther Wojcicki learned through a bittersweet ordeal. Her terminally ill mother's neglect in hospice care laid bare a stark depiction of indifference. Yet, in contrast, her daughter Anne's compassionate response, taking leave from work to ensure her grandmother's comfort, underscored the profound capacity for kindness that we possess. However, Anne's story seems to be more of an exception than the norm in today's youth, a concerning observation highlighted by the Harvard University's Making Caring Common project. The project's findings reveal a striking paradigm shift among 10,000 surveyed children. A staggering 80% prioritized personal success and happiness over caring for others, which was chosen by a mere 20% as their principal objective. This revelation is further clouded by the children's perception that their academic achievements rather than their empathy would bring greater pride to their parents. So, what has led to this dwindling spirit of kindness in American youth? The culprit appears to be a parenting approach that prioritizes achievement above all else, the helicopter parenting style. These parents, fixated on orchestrating every aspect of their children's lives to steer them towards success, inadvertently signal to their children that winning eclipses moral values like kindness. This achievement-centric ethos was vividly illustrated in a talk by Amy Chua, renowned for her book, Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. her candid admission that she prioritized her children's competitive success over cultivating a family environment anchored in kindness or happiness, mirrors the essence of helicopter parenting. Chua's popularity and the acclaim her book received further underscore the pervasive appeal of this parenting philosophy. As Wodshiki reflects on these cultural shifts, an unsettling picture emerges. A generation being groomed to value achievements, to the detriment of fostering empathy and compassion. While striving for success is undeniably important, this narrative prompts a re-evaluation of our priorities, urging a balance that celebrates kindness with the same vigor as personal accomplishments. Part 7. Cultivating a Heart of Gratitude, a Path to Kinder, Happier Children. Nurturing kindness in children enriches not just their surroundings, but their inner world as well. A key component of kindness is gratitude, the ability to recognize and appreciate the positive impacts others have on our lives. This sentiment isn't just about manners. It's linked to tangible benefits for mental well-being, influencing happiness, optimism, and even reducing the risk of depression. Research underscores the positive ripple effects of gratitude. A 2018 study in the Journal of Positive Psychology highlights how gratitude elevates happiness and hope. Similarly, findings from the Journal of School Psychology Associate, a grateful mindset in adolescence with heightened optimism, life satisfaction, and a diminished likelihood of depressive symptoms. So, how can parents embed the treasure of gratitude within their children's hearts? The journey begins at home, with parents modeling gratitude through their day-to-day actions. The ritual of Christmas presents offers an ideal backdrop. Instead of rushing through the unwrapping, families can cultivate a practice of deliberate appreciation, acknowledging the thought, time, and effort behind each gift. This approach teaches children to cherish the gesture regardless of the gift itself, fostering a deeper sense of gratitude. Encouraging children to maintain a gratitude diary is another powerful tool. Documenting moments of thankfulness can amplify feelings of gratitude, as studies suggest. Reflecting on this practice, the author reminisces about her daughter's travel diaries, which not only chronicled their adventures, but nurtured an appreciation for daily experiences. Instilling gratitude in children equips them with a perspective of kindness and appreciation that transcends beyond mere politeness. It molds them into individuals who not only contribute positively to society, but also enjoy enhanced emotional well-being. As parents guide their children down this path, armed with gratitude, trust, respect, and a collaborative spirit, they lay down the groundwork for a future where these young individuals can truly make a difference in the world. Final summary. In the journey of parenting amidst a mosaic of advice and strategies, the quintessence of nurturing successful, happy individuals is often shrouded by a singular focus on achievement. The modern tendency towards over-parenting, marked by micromanaging and an incessant shadowing of children's every step, risks denying them the crucial experiences of independence and failure that shape resilient, self-reliant individuals. The cornerstone of fostering a generation that not only thrives in their pursuits but embodies kindness, respect, and trust lies in a departure from the overbearing to the empowering. By adopting a stance of support that encourages exploration, acknowledges the beauty in failure as a growth opportunity, and cultivates a spirit of gratitude and collaboration, parents can truly unlock their child's potential to navigate the world on their terms. In essence, the path to raising well-rounded, successful children doesn't lie in directing their every move, but in guiding them to find their unique way. A journey underscored by trust, respect, and an unwavering belief in their capabilities. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery, as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.